All right. Hello.
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you, is your name Jackson?
Jackson Blankenship.
Love it. That's a cool name, Jackson. I was going to name my son Jackson, but
yep.
I went with something else. Okay, cool. So, you know, you were talking to Tara, and I know she does a great job of explaining a little bit more of what we do. She did put a couple of details here, and it seems like you do have some online presence. You're about 45 miles you want to go for new business, and I think you have a home advisor listing, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how's that working out for you? Are you getting new business from home advisor?
I'm getting a couple leads. I'm just trying to – I'm in the fill-out phase of trying to figure out my distances and –
Okay.
I've gotten three leads from them in a week, and they've all been too far. So I've had to deny them and then go back into the maps and shrink my area.
Got it. Okay. You're in Narrows, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And your main bread and butter is it the dumpster rental, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah. That's what I'm wanting to really take off is my dumpsters.
Gotcha. Okay. Well,
I mean, I can always add stuff later, you know what I mean? But the dumpsters
is
the main objective right now.
Yeah, most definitely. That's without a doubt. So this is the way that this works, right? Just so that way you kind of understand a little bit how we operate here. So you actually got us on a good week because Monday is Labor Day. Well, next Monday is Labor Day, and we have the day off. But this whole week, we have a promotion. It's our Labor Day special. So we do this every year for the most part, every holiday. So we have our Labor Day special. Gives you a 50% discount on all the packages that we have, and it waives a huge percentage. It's $200 off your setup fee. So the way that we work is once we work with one company per category, per area, we can't work with anybody else that does what you do. So this means our full attention is going to you, and we're not going to, you know, work with another competitor that's, you know, it's going to take it away from you and them and so forth. So once we fill a position, we can't work with anybody else. So that's how we operate here. So the way that this would work is when you're on Google and you're looking for, you know, dumpster rental, just as an example, the companies that are coming up on the first page of Google, because that's where we're listing you, the first page, not the second, third, or fourth, first page, that's where 90% of all purchases are done or all contracts are made, right? You know, you have the companies that are coming up. We got Coastal Disposal. We got Talking Trash. That's a funny name. We got Rolling Dice Trucking. That's another company. We got Blue Ridge Dumpster Rentals. We also got Nova Dumpsters, Pack Rat Hauling. We got Bowman Griffin. Have you heard any of these companies by chance in your area? New River Equipment Rentals?
No, I have not.
Blue Ridge. Okay. Ambrose. So, well, these are just, you know, companies that are coming up when I'm typing in the keyword dumpster rental. That's just like an example. And those are the companies that are listed on that first page of Google, right? And that's where we have, you know, a listing available for your area, right? So the reason why we're focusing on programming on the first page is, once again, you're going to be able to target market the areas that you really want to focus on, and the radius, and then also really focus on keywords, right? Specific keywords that people are actually typing into the Google search engine that they're going to get you the jobs that you really, really want, okay? Now, the difference between this and Home Advisor is, don't get me wrong, Home Advisor is a good service, and, you know, I don't like to talk bad about another company, but what happens is sometimes they, you know, they share the leads and they're not really exclusive. So they'll charge you for every lead, whether it goes through or not. And then sometimes the leads are not really good quality, right? And you still have to pay for them. Having your company as a sole entity on Google is very important. Why? Because you're having your company as online, right? The credibility of your company is going to go up. People are going to call you directly. And, you know, that's where you and I search, right? When we're looking for restaurants, we're looking for a tire shop, you know, where we're looking for a hotel, we base our decisions on reviews, and then we kind of check out the website of that business. That's one of the questions I wanted to ask you. You know, I don't see a website for your company. Do you have one by chance?
I mostly just use Facebook. I don't have a website.
Okay, I did see that Facebook page, which is awesome. And yeah, a website is good, and here's why, okay? Not everybody has access to Facebook, and having your website on Google, right, you know, when you see when you the little map section and the little red dot and the business hours of operation, all that, that is where the website mm-hmm. will be listed. So we can provide a website. We provide a website at no additional cost. So it would be a www.blankenship.landmanagement.llc. So that would be a website. You could put pictures of the before and after stuff, or even, you know, some of the services you offer, a little bit more about the company and so forth. So people feel, you know, doing business with your company, right? That's the whole mm-hmm. purpose of the website. On Facebook, one of the things that we also do with Facebook is I see your profile here. Have you ever ran any ads, the Facebook retargeting ads by chance?
I've done like a post before and afters of a project I did or whatever, and then I'll add yeah. like a call button.
Got but it. Okay. Yeah.
Other than that, I haven't done anything.
Okay. Well, that's completely fine. Here's why. It's good that you have a Facebook business page. What we do with our packages, because one of our partners is Meta, which is Facebook, and they have a really good program. It's called Facebook Retargeting. So I don't know if you've ever done a search on, you know, online for something, or maybe gone on Amazon, and then later on that day or even that instant, like an ad will show up of what you were looking for, or even having a conversation with someone, and then all of a sudden it pops up on your social media feed. Has that happened to you before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? So it kind of seems like, are they listening to my calls? So anyhow, you know, that's one of the marketing campaigns through Facebook retargeting. So anything that people look on Google, they'll retarget an ad to come up on their Facebook feed as a reminder. So the more your company is exposed to those clients or consumers, you know, the more chances they're going to get to call you, right? So we also do that in our package. So as far as pricing, so everything that we do here, Jackson, it's month to month. There's no contracts, absolutely no contracts. You know, whether you're getting three calls that are like leads that are people that are ready to go in the same, you know, one day, or you get, you know, 30, 50 calls, you know, in a month, they're calling you directly, right? That's the difference. So right now what's happening is when I'm searching those keywords of, you know, let's just say dumpster rental, you know, you're nowhere to be found. So we're missing opportunities where the companies that I just named a little bit ago that, you know, you're like, I don't know these companies. Well, it's, you know, it's not that they've been in business longer or less or whatever. It's just that they have a stronger online presence, right? That's the real
thing. Yeah.
So those are missed opportunities that we can definitely get you, new customers in. So what the Labor Day special does is it completely waives $200 off your setup fee, and then it gets you on a 50% on a month-to-month basis for your package. So the package that I'm referring to is our Platinum package. So it would be $398 to start off the first month. There's a $99 setup fee. It's usually $299 if it weren't for that special, and then it's usually $599. So we go for 50%. It's $299. So it would be $398 to start today, and then $299 every single month after that, right? So it would be a month-to-month service, and there would be no contract. That would include first page placement on Google, getting you optimized for the keywords and services you offer. You can always alternate, add, or even take away keywords if you like. We have a tracking and reporting system to track your success. We're able to fine-tune the radius of where you want to really be found from. You know, we don't want to get you jobs that are like an hour, 2 hours away that you really – not going to be able to do much with. We'll get you your professional website done, get your Facebook retargeting ads, get you on Yelp, which is another, you know, platform that's helpful for businesses. And then lastly, we'll get you on Apple Maps and then Bing, which is the search engine through Microsoft, right? So, you know, at the $398 for the first month and then $299, you know, how many clients would we have to get you, you know, on a monthly basis for this to make sense?
Depends on the number of days that I rent the dumpster out, but mm-hmm. if I rent it out for a weekend, you're looking at $380 for the weekend.
Gotcha. Okay.
I mean, I've got 1,000 different rate options, man.
Wow.
Just because I like to be flexible.
Yeah.
I like to be flexible for different types of people. I mean, there's different, everybody's got different needs, so.
Of course.
I like to try to, I can read you, I'll read you all my rates.
And well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you a question. With your rates, I'm pretty sure they're very, very competitive. Do you also list, you know, is that something that you would want to list on your website too? You know, so people can.
My rates, absolutely.
Yeah, so we can also do that. We can actually have scheduling as well. So that's a pretty cool thing through the website. It's a fully customized website where people can schedule an actual pickup date or even drop off date. You know, it would be more of a drop off, I would assume. So you're hauling in as well, right?
Hauling in a what?
You're hauling the dumpster as well, correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, so that's very convenient. Yeah, I just bought a property not too long ago, and the owner sold the property as is, and it's an acre of land, so you could imagine an acre of land is pretty big, right? And they left so much junk, it was just beyond belief. Tires, washing machines, we're talking about sheds that were half, like, built, and just all, it was just crazy.
Just a mess.
Oh, it's insane. So, yeah, I definitely had to get a dumpster to haul the stuff out. It's just, you know, if you were to do it just by taking it out with the little trash bins, or if I had a pickup truck, it would take so much, so. Yeah, so your rates, you said you have very competitive rates, right?
Yeah. So, my rates are, it's a $300 drop fee for me to bring it and drop it off. And then it's $10 a day, and the customer pays the dump fee, which is $43 a ton, basically. And then it's $380 for the weekend, and you get it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Dump fee is included in that $380.
That is great.
And then,
great rate.
Now there's or I have a $350 for a 2-day rent.
Gotcha.
And the dump fee is included in that $350 there.
Wow.
And then my contractor's rates, it's a little bit different because they need them more often than just residential homeowners.
Absolutely.
So the contractor's rates are $250 to drop off.
Okay.
And then it's $10 a day to keep it. And then every time, so if they have it at like their office or job site or whatever, and they're going to be there for a couple months. So they need me to pick it up every 2 weeks. So the initial drop, $200, you pay $10 a day the whole time. So you need me to come get it in 2 weeks. I come get it in 2 weeks, another $200. I bring it back. They fill it back up again. Of course, $10 a day. I come back, $200, and then I take it to the dump. But they pay the dump fee, the contractor does, because that rate's so cheap. But, I mean, like I said, it's $43 a ton, and it's really hard to get over 4 tons in one of them dumpsters. I mean, that's 8,000 pounds.
Yeah. I mean, I think I hauled, like, it was, like, two times. But that was it. Yeah. So you're also targeting commercial clients, too, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we can target that as well. So we can get your keywords down for commercial, dumpsters or dumpster hauling or, you know, even disposal and all that. We can target those keywords as well. So it doesn't necessarily have to.
I mean, I do long-term rentals. I mean, I do long-term rentals, short-term rentals, medium. I mean, I never turned down a dollar. That's fact. I don't think.
Oh, that's great. That's really good. I mean, most people out there sometimes are very, I don't know. They're just very stuck in their ways. And if people are flexible, that's where the money's at. And then not only that, but people will give you good reviews. For example, we have someone by the name of Zach and then Tom, and then another person by the name of Aaron. So those are good reviews on HomeAdvisor. One of the things that I would suggest to you is, you know, if you were to move forward today with this service, is getting your reviews on Google, because that is going to help you out tremendously. All the clients that you have, or even if it's friends and family, or previous clients, and hey, or even current clients that are just repeated clients, excuse me, you can reach out to them, say, hey, can you leave me a review? And then from there, yeah. next, whatever, I'll take $5 off for the next rental to keep that a day, you know, for one day or
yeah.
whatever. That'll get you your reviews going, because the more reviews you have, the better, you know, chances you're going to get new business, and it's just going to be solid. And those reviews will stay on your Google Business profile. So let's say, you know, you were to cancel the service, you're going to be the owner of your Google Business profile, and those reviews will stay there. Like if you were to cancel Home Advisor, unfortunately, what would happen is those reviews would get taken down because you're not paying for that platform. So with Google, you're the owner of your Google Business profile. And that Google needs to verify the business. Just they ask you for just a few pictures of your work truck and stuff like that, just to verify you're not a robot. Because now with the whole artificial intelligence, it's crazy out there, right? But you know, once you get PIN verified, that's your Google Business profile. The only thing that we do is get you optimized, get you ranking, get you found on the first page. Because once again, that's where, you know, 80-90% of the calls are made and the deals are done. And just to give you an example, let's just call this month over because it is practically over. It's the 25th of August. But in the last 30 days, for dumpster rental, or, you know, we're talking about that category specifically, there was 813 searches, right, in the last 30 days. So I'm not saying you're going to receive 813 clients or calls.
I
right?
hope I do.
But you know, if we can capitalize on a percentage of those leads that are, you know, calling, that's something that definitely will work. So at the discounted rate for the Labor Day special, $398 once again to start, and then $299. I mean, is that more than fair enough to give us an opportunity for your business?
Yeah, buddy, I think so.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. To get you Google PIN verified, we got to just verify a couple things, because it's important to make sure that we're really, you know, putting your company up on Google the way that you really want it to be shown, right? So as far as the company, do you want it to just like the company is Blankenships Land Management LLC, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then this number that we're on, is this the number that you want your clients to call you directly on the first page of Google?
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. And I see that you have your Gmail here, jacksonblankenship03@gmail. Is that a good email that we can send, you know, all your invoices and everything and get a hold of you as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So give me one second. It says Jackson Blankenship. Why is it not coming up? It's kind of, it says for some reason it's saying invalid email, which is very strange. Okay, I see. Okay,
it says what
now? It's good now. No, we have a system that a Google system. So when we enter information, it'll let us know if it's a valid or invalid. But it was my mistake because I put a space in the front of Jackson, so it's good. So you're good on that. As far as the business address, you know, this is for Google to verify, like the location. Once again, people are not going to go to your house because we're not going to showcase your address on Google, but this is just for Google to verify the business address. So what is the business address?
2699.
Okay.
Wolf Creek Road.
Creek Road. Okay.
Wolf Creek Road, Nares, Virginia.
Got it. Okay. All right, got that. Google verified that, which is good. And then, so we're going to include, with that waiving the setup, we're going to include a website at no additional cost. As far as your website, do you want to keep that same logo, right, just so I can put it here in the notes?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Really good. So we can showcase that logo there. And then I'm pretty sure you have, you know, videos and lots of pictures. I can see a lot of pictures that you have here on Facebook. We can use some of these as well. And then we can always – oh, I love it. You do have before and afters, which is great. And then we can also, you know, have videos as well on your website. People can, once again, schedule appointments, schedule a drop-off date, and that'll notify you as well, which is really, really cool. So – I'll put that you have your own logo and you want that logo for for your website. Okay, so I got that. And then as far as the, like, what would you say the hours of operation for your business for people to call you? When would they be able to call you?
We'll say 7 a.m.
Okay.
To 7 p.m.
Okay, there you go. That's a good. And then Monday through Sunday or just Monday through Saturday? This is just basically for people
Monday
to call
through
you.
Sunday.
Monday, Sunday. Okay,
I mean, they can leave me a voicemail. I mean.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Or they can also text, too.
Love it. Okay.
I've dealt with a lot of customers just over text.
You know, sometimes people nowadays just, you know, I know that a lot of the clients that I deal with, yeah, sometimes they're like, hey, people just prefer text message nowadays instead of phone calls.
Yeah,
but,
they don't like to talk on the phone. It's a dang
I don't know why. What's going on, right?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay, so keywords.
I mean,
so,
if you're texting somebody, you got to stop doing what you're doing. And
oh, yeah.
If you call, I mean, I could just keep on doing
speaker.
What I'm doing.
Or have those little, you know, earbuds or stuff. You know, it's just,
yep.
I agree with you. I can have a conversation
yep.
and really, and not only that, but people, you know, you can't really express yourself with text messages, right? There's no
yep.
tone. There's no, you know, there's no,
yep.
I don't know. It's just, but when you call someone, you could have a good conversation, and sometimes people don't really, you know, like get their message across. So I agree. Okay. So, now let me ask you a question here. As far as, is a business license insured? It doesn't have to, but I'm just asking.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay. Gotcha. All right. And then as far as the keywords, okay. So let's really focus on the keywords. We're going to do, you know, commercial and residential. Okay. But, what are some of the keywords in our Google, tomorrow we can schedule what's called a client onboarding call, and that's with one of our technicians. When you do have time, we'll look at the calendar. What they're going to do is they're going to cross the T's and dot the I's. They're just going to do their homework on what keywords are being searched and relevant in the area, because there's different ways of searching. We want to make sure we do our homework to get you the right results. But as far as some of the keywords to help them navigate, you know, so commercial and then residential, dumpster rental, what other keywords do you think would be ideal for your business?
Roll-off dumpsters.
Ooh, okay. Roll-off
dumpsters.
Okay, got it.
Junk removal.
I love that. There you go, junk removal.
I mean, as long as you've got dumpsters, dumpster rentals, roll-off dumpsters,
how about
junk removal? Disposal,
yeah. Yeah, junk disposal or, you know, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Because people, okay. And then once again, the technician, this is just to give them, you know, some ideas, and they know, but it just, you know, we kind of want to see you'll plug that into the Google Analytics system, and then he'll be able to figure out what the best ways to really search on Google. And then as far as areas that you really want to target, what are the cities you want people to really find you in or call you from?
Blacksburg.
Okay.
Christiansburg is as far as I want to go. That's a haul. And then Dublin.
Dublin, okay.
Pulaski. Pembroke. Parrishburg. Peterstown,
okay.
Bluefield,
okay.
Princeton, let's see
hey,
here.
If you know,
I mean, that's
that's
a pretty good little circle.
Okay, cool. And then once again, the technician will, you know, make some suggestions, or if not, if something else comes up, you can always, you can always let them
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I try to like to stay around that 45-minute mark, and about everything I
perfect.
Said is right around in there.
Okay, that works. Okay, perfect. We'll stick to that, so that way you're not getting calls from, you know, like places that you don't want to go like 2 hours. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
okay.
I've already had two calls that were 2 hours. So I was like, my
God. No, that's that's gas right there.
Yeah, I wanted to do one bad, but it was 2 hours. It was for a school. But
oh, I see. It's
way too far.
Yeah, no, that's definitely very far. Okay, so we'll put that there. And then I love that you have a business Facebook page, because what we're going to be able to do for you is run those Facebook retargeting ads. And those are, man, I tell you, you know, those are really, really good. They're kind of scary the way that they work. Once you're just going to get more business out of that, too. So we got that. We are building a website, so I'm putting it here in the notes for the technician. And we're gonna try to get the domain exactly how it is, www.blankenshipslandmanagementllc.com, right? So I'm pretty sure no one's has that name out there. You never know, but they might.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure we'll be able to get that. Okay. So we got that, and all right. Yeah, seems like everything is good to go here. And once again, the credit that we put on here for this package, it's Labor Day, that'll stay locked in. So it's not going to go up. It's going to be grandfathered in. And once again, it's going to be a month-to-month service. So you can cancel once again if something, you know, comes up, whatever the case may be. But, you know, we're able to lock that in so you don't have to pay a full price, next month. I don't like that when people do that. Like, I rented a storage unit, and there was a probationary period where the first 3 months were a certain rate, and the fourth month, it doubled. I'm like, what? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll get you that there. Okay, so just – and then when would you have time tomorrow to speak to one of our technicians? Once again, it's going to be like a 30-minute phone call. It's just to go over – keywords and making sure that we're crossing the T's on the I's, the website, you know, just it's just very, very basic. You don't have to, you know, if you're in front of a computer, great. If you're not, that's completely fine. You can do it from your phone as well. It's just going to be a phone call.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Okay.
2 o'clock tomorrow will be fine.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. 2 o'clock. Do I got 2 o'clock? Yep, 2 o'clock. I do that, 2 o'clock. Okay. Yep, it's definitely available for sure. All right, so I'll pencil you in for that, 2 o'clock, and then one of our technicians will reach out and then go over that information for your Google Business Profile. All right, so in order to secure the 398, as far as the payment, would you like to use a Visa, MasterCard, American Express? What will work for you?
Visa.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to select a package here and then close out the category. And then what we also do is read what's called a voice verification here. Jackson, that's to outline the service agreement, and it's an added form of protection for you, okay? So if there's anything you don't understand, just let me know, and I can re-explain it to you. Once again, this is through our Google partnership. We have to do this to make sure that, you know, everything is clear and you understand it, right? So, So we'll go through that voice verification shortly. But as far as the Visa, is it at that address of 2699 Wolf Creek Highway?
Wolf Creek Road.
Road. That's right. Okay, road. Okay. Yep, you're right. I'll put that there. I don't know why it changed to highway, but Google's kind of funky.
Yeah, it's done it to me before, but that's
Okay, gotcha. All right, so I just want to make sure. So 2699 Wolf Creek Road. Okay, I got it. Okay, so I set it in stone in the system now. Okay, so you mentioned is a Visa. Usually Visa starts with the 4. So whenever you're ready, I'm ready, and then we'll read that voice verification as well.
All right, 4645-0132-4797-9707.
Okay, so
expiration.
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
0428.
Okay.
And CVV 431.
Okay, so let me just repeat it to you here. I got 4645 0132. We got 4797 9707. Is that correct? Yep, okay. And then I got April of 2028, and the 3-digit code is 431.
Yep.
Okay, awesome. So I got that there. Again, we're going to read this voice verification. So once again, if there's anything that you don't understand, just let me know. Hey, Chris, can you re-explain it to me and I can break it down for you, okay? So just want to give you that heads up. So it says, you know, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is being recorded for quality assurance and to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Blankenship's Land Management, LLC.
Okay, and please state your name and title within the business.
Jackson Blankenship, CEO, owner.
Okay, awesome, thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay, now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. It says, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? And I'll send you our 877 number as well, send you my contact information. Are you okay with being responsive to our calls?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for that, because that's going to be a crucial part to make sure that we get you optimized correctly and get the ball rolling. So thank you for that. It also says, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you're going to get calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what we do for you, Jackson, is we're going to provide a security code for you, or security question. So the security question options are your mother's maiden name, first pet's name, or the city you were born in. What would you like to use?
Mother's maiden name.
Gotcha. Okay. And what is that? So I can put it down for the security question.
Heath. H-E-A-T-H. Heath.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so I'll put that. So once again, you know, if they say, hey, we're calling you from Local Splash, all right, let them know what's my security question. They should tell you exactly what that is. And it would be Heath, okay? So that way there's no confusion and you're not, you know, like getting scammed by someone that's not us, right? Because it does happen. You never know. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. And then it says, as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documentation in a timely manner. So what's going to happen is, to get your Google PIN verified, we're going to have to just show a couple things. They're going to either want a picture of the work trucks, they're going to want either a business card, tools that you work with, you know, just so they know that you're a business and you're not like some AI generated business type deal. So, you know, are you okay with providing that information?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, so your payment for the initial account term and account setup will be charged today, which is the 25th of August. It's going to be locked in at the $299 every single month after that. There is no contracts, right, just to let you know. And you can discontinue the agreement at any time by calling the client support. So right now I'm doing a couple things. I'm sending you my contact information. If you need me, please feel free to reach out. I'm not the technician. I'm not I'm pretty okay with tech, but I'm not a programmer. So if there's anything that you need as far as the programming side of things, you're going to have a technician for your account. But you can call me for any other questions you have and so forth. I'm more than happy to be able to answer any questions you have. As far as programming, the 877 number, I just texted over to you, and you should have received also your invoice. You know, feel free to reach that customer service number, and they'll be able to help you with any concerns you have with the account, okay? Just want to let you know.
All right, thank you.
All right. Yeah, so everything's set to go here. Everything went through. The only thing that's pending right now is there is an invoice that just was sent out to you, through the terms and conditions. So before tomorrow's client onboarding call at 2 p.m., they're going to have you just type in your first and last name, and that'll activate your client dashboard. Okay, so that should it should be sent to your email. It was sent to you as in a form of a text message as well. So whenever you get a chance, you can do that later on today or even tomorrow before 2 p.m. For that onboarding call, and I'm also going to send you a confirmation email with the onboarding time, so that way you have it in your calendar as well, okay? So everything's good to go. I'm glad we're able to lock in that rate, you know, versus our normal $5.99, which is good. The only thing, once again, that's pending that we should not miss, please let me know. If you need to reschedule, you can always reach out to me and let me know. But, you know, it's very important to get the client interview, because that's where the magic happens. That's where the technician's going to go over all the keywords and get your website set up and all that good stuff. So we want to make sure that's okay. Done tomorrow at 2 p.m., okay? Any other questions that you have, or any other concerns?
No, sir.
No? Okay, awesome. Well, I was glad I was able to help you out, and I know you're going to love this. If there's anything that comes up, please reach out to me. Have a good rest of your night, Jackson, and we'll talk tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.